akwaama obiara si eye.
Different. My case is different. Though the world may say casting down, though the the oceans and seas may roar, though the fires may burn the world, this is what I know.
My case is different, 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 different.
Cabo 104.6 FM. Radio Cabo 104.6 FM.
When the Lord turned against captivity of Israel, there were like this.
Pleasant surprise coming from the camp of Busola Martin. And I got a wonderful brother in the studio here with me.
They were like them, oh, that dreamed, turn things around.
Your God is going to turn things around for you. He's going to surprise you. Things are going to turn out for good. Your problems are never going to swallow you, are not going to drown you.
Surprise.
They are surprised around the corner. Your situation shall turn around.
Oh,
God is a good God.
When the Lord calls.
Brother Samuel Kundaya is in the studio here with me.
See.
And he's got a word for you. Welcome to the studio, Brother Samuel.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
And God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's a joy to be in the studios today. Thank you very much, Brother Joe. And thanks to all our viewers from wherever you may be watching us from or listening to us from on 104.6 FM today. First of all, I would like to thank my father in the Lord, Pastor David Adilowa of the Redeemed Christian Church of God for this wonderful opportunity, as well as the leaders of the church for the privilege to be on radio today, to be a blessing to your life as well as even mine too. Amen. So if you're watching this from anywhere all over the world, thank you very much for joining us. If you could just let us know where you're watching from, you know, as you comment, let me know where you watch from. And of course, after this message, I promise I will make sure that I say hello to you by the grace of God. Amen. And if you're watching this as well, do me a favor, share this message with someone right away so that their lives will not remain the same again, in Jesus' mighty name. And that's precisely what I am doing as well by the grace of God. So if you're watching this, share this message with someone, because it's a life-changing message and their lives will not remain the same again. And they will definitely thank you for it too. So that one I know. That one I know. Amen. By the grace of God, today we're going to be hearing a message titled Equipped for Greater Works. Equipped for Greater Works. Equipped for Greater Works. And I believe that all of us have been equipped for greater works. But the keys to entering into that is what we're about to learn today. So don't go away. Make sure you're tuned in today, because what you're about to hear is going to change your life forever by the grace of God. And of course, if you're watching this, it means God has something for you. So don't go away. Amen. Just listen. I can see Sister Sarah Falamoy from Sydney, Australia. God bless you. My uncle, Uncle Felix Orole, all the way from Brisbane, Australia. God bless you for joining us. And man of God, Louise Danso. God bless you, sir. God bless you. All right. Let's get into today's message. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise for the opportunity to hear your word today. Definitely, every time you have a word for us, every time we hear your word, it's an opportunity for our lives to change forever. And so, Father, we key into what you have in store for us today. And we pray that our lives will not remain the same again. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you. We give you all the praise, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Today, we're going to be hearing a message titled, Equipped for greater works. Oftentimes we underestimate ourselves, or we look at ourselves and try to imagine what God has in store for us. And as a result of our situations and as a result of our circumstances, we tend to limit what God has in store for us. But I believe that this message will change our perspective, you know, and put us in a new realm in the plan and purpose of God for our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. So that we'll begin to see that we are equipped, not just for the things we think we are equipped for, not just for the, you know, for the things that people relegate us to, but we are equipped for greater works. We are equipped to do things that generations after us will talk about, and what I love to call transgenerational work. Praise God. So let's read John chapter 14. That's where that word actually came from, that phrase. John chapter 14 from verse 12 to 18. I'm going to read that very quickly so that we can get into what God has in store for us today. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And that message, that place is talking about you. All right. So if you're reading that, can I enjoin you to put your hand on your chest and say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, that's Jesus, the work that Jesus did, I will do also. The work that Jesus did, I will do also. And greater works than he did, I will do, because he goes to his Father, because he has gone to his Father, and because he's also with me. Amen. So he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. I love this. And greater works than this. In other words, greater than every single thing I have done. Wow. Your comparison is not with any man, but with Jesus himself. It is an insult on the purpose and potential that God has given you to compare yourself with anybody. Wow. The only person you are permitted to compare yourself with, the only yardstick that you are permitted to have, is Jesus Christ. Glory to God. In fact, when I was preparing this message, I didn't see it like this. The only yardstick for the measurement of the work of your life, the only yardstick for the purpose of God for your life, the only yardstick, the only thing that you should compare yourself to, the only one you should compare yourself to, is Jesus Christ. He says here, verily, verily, I say unto you,
he that believeth on me, the works that I do, that's number one. First of all, you're going to do what Jesus did. Rakobos. But this message is taking another dimension than what I planned. This verse 12 alone is expository. Number one, you are going to do what Jesus did. What were the things that Jesus did? Number one, Jesus healed the sick. He raised the dead. He saved generations. He died for our sins. Like tons of, he fed people. He fed the hungry. He gave us wealth through his death. He gave us health through his death. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. I feel like prophesying into the life of somebody watching this right now, including mine. Greater works than what Jesus did, you will do in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to me. Jesus did all he did in 33 years. Years of his life. In fact, less than 33 years. He did it in like 3.5 years. But God has given you a lifetime. How much more you are going to do exceedingly. No wonder the Bible says exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think. That means your mind cannot even fathom your limits. My goodness. Your mind cannot fathom your limits. Praise God. No environment can put any limitation on what you can do. The only limit to, there's no limit to what you can do. God is the only limit to what you can do. Even Jesus Christ is not a limit to what you can do. Ah, my God. I feel like this is too heavy to preach on radio. It sounds like a mature believer's kind of message. In other words, even what Jesus did, it's not a limit for what you are going to do. In other words, it's not a limit for what God has in store for you. My goodness, what God has in store for you will break even Jesus' record. So if you're watching this right now, and everything you've always been thinking about yourself has always been in the box, it hasn't even exceeded what Jesus did. Listen, you need to start praying to God for more. Because the Bible says, if you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus, you will not just do what Jesus did, but you will do greater. You will travel greater. You will preach greater. You will save lives greater. You will heal men greater. You will do greater things. And I decree upon the life of the person watching this right now, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care whether it appears nobody knows you. I don't care whether it appears you're in obscurity right now and you're not in lamplight. I don't care whether you're in debt. I don't care whether it is you're in agony or pain. I don't care whether you're going through a divorce. But what I know is that if you believe on Jesus, you are going to do greater works. Your life will be a testimony, not only to this generation, but for generations to come, in the mighty name of Jesus. Please share this message with someone. I feel like somebody needs to hear this for their life to get the lift that it needs. Listen, what God wants to do through you, even your story will not be able to limit you. What God wants to do through you, even your environment cannot stop you. What God wants to do through you, even the people that proudly call themselves your enemy cannot stop it. Because if they cannot stop Jesus, and Jesus is saying you will do greater works, it means you will do exceedingly and you will do abundantly above all you could ever ask or think, above anything that has come to your mind. This reminds me of a scripture. I feel like packing all that I've prepared, because this is such a powerful revelation. See, the Bible says, eyes have not seen. I believe that's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Listen, eyes have seen what Jesus has done already. Ears have heard what Jesus has done. Are you following me? You must follow this message, because this will change your life. It's going to change your perspective. Eyes have seen what Jesus have done. Ears have heard what Jesus have done. Are you hearing? Men have conceived what Jesus have done. But the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not come to the heart of man what God has in store for you watching right now. That means Even what Jesus did not do, you are going to do. Because ears have not heard what God wants to do through you. Eyes have not seen what God wants to do through you. Men have not even envisioned it yet. What God wants to do with your story. What God wants to do with your life. What God wants to do with that situation you're in right now. What God wants to do with your past. What God wants to do with your future. What God has packaged on your inside. Nobody has seen it. Nobody knows it. So listen, before now, praise the Lord. Before now, men may have been defining you by your situation and looked at all the stuff you've achieved before now and be using that to put a limit on your life, put you in a box, box you down, box you in, box you out. But God said, I shall announce to you that from today henceforth, nobody will be able to limit you anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today henceforth, the kind of things that God will begin to do through you will shock you, will amaze you, will surprise you in the mighty name of Jesus. It will be that generations will hear about you. You, generations after you will be blessed by the virtue of what God will do through you. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I love this message. This is a life-changing stuff. It says greater works than everything Jesus did. My goodness. Jesus turned water to wine. God is saying you will do much more. You will feed generations. You will feed nations in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus led 12 disciples, but God is saying you will lead nations. Oh, Rababakadesha. And you have been equipped. Every single thing that you need for what God has in purpose and in mind for you has been given to you. That's why that Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says that unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think, according to what? The power that works in you. That power is already in you. Hey, but you must believe it for that power to come to pass. That's why that John chapter 12, John chapter 14 verse 12 started with saying that he that believeth on me. Wow. The key to doing, the number one key to doing greater works. Let's get back to this message. The number one key to doing greater works is to believe, is to have faith. Somebody watching this right now, even though your situation may not agree with what God is saying to you, you must still believe. You must still have faith. Even though it appears that nothing is working around you, you must still believe. You must have faith. Even though it appears nothing around you is any close to what your future is meant to look like, you must still believe and have faith. Even though you don't have money in your pocket and God is telling you you're going to travel nations, you must still believe and have faith, because the key to doing greater works is to believe. John chapter 12, 14 verse 12, it says, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me. And many of us are not entering into what God has in store for us because of our unbelief. God is telling you that you will do greater works, but you keep boxing yourself in, boxing yourself out, boxing yourself through, and you're wondering why your life remains where it is. You've got to start believing for what God has said and spoken about you. Amen. And as you believe, Makoribashanda, you will not just do what Jesus did. You're going to do greater. Amen. Let's read on from John chapter 14, verse 13. And the Bible says, and whosoever I ask in my name. Woo! Listen to me. Jesus did not die for you to do the same thing he did. Jesus did not die for you to just come to this world and do the same thing he did. He died so that you can do much more. Ah, yeah. The kind of things that I'm saying, even I myself did not prepare it. He did not die for you to do the same thing he did. He died so that you can do much more. Amen. If you're watching this, type it in the comment section. Say, Jesus did not die for me to do the same thing he did. He died for me to do much more. Type it out. Type it out. If you're watching this on Facebook, type it out. If you're listening to this over the radio, hit your hand in your chest and confess it boldly. Say, Jesus Jesus did not die for me to do the same thing he did. He died for me to do much more, for me to do greater things. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. See, as you say it, as you type it, as you recite it, as you affirm it, you will believe it. And as you believe it, you begin to enter into that realm and into that dimension in your life, in your career, in your ministry, in every area of your life. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's very clear. Jesus did not die for you to do the same thing he did. That verse 12, let me go back to that verse 12 again. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do," I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. "The works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do." Why? "Because I go to my Father." In other words, because I have completed my own assignment. The baton has been passed on to you. Now is the time for you to enter into your own realm of possibilities. Now is the time for you to begin to do even greater. Now is the time for you to begin to shake your generation. Not just your generation, but generations after you. Now is the time for you to begin to enter into the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Enter into the realm of all that God has in store for you. Remember, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it has not come to the heart and mind of anybody. Not your teachers, not the philosophers of this world, not the astrologers. Because sometimes many people are limited by astronomy, and they look at the stars and they tell them that they are Gemini. And when they hear what Geminis have to do in November, they become depressed and they become sad. Listen, what God has in store for you, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not come to the heart and mind of any human being that has ever existed. Only the Spirit of God knows. Only the Spirit of God knows. Amen. He says, "Because I go to my Father." Wow. Jesus has done his thing. He's done his own part and he's gone. Now he wants to do greater works through you. Hey, but you've got to believe. You've got to believe so you can enter into it. So you can key into it. So you can key into it. So you can key into it. I feel like shouting. So you can key into it. This word is blessing me myself. I can see clearly that Jesus did not die for me to just do what he did. Karibu shatayaba. And verse 13, and we'll close. It says, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." I'm going to explain what that means. That means if you believe, if you believe what you are hearing right now, that you're going to do greater works, if you believe the word of God right now, that you're going to do greater works, that this is what it means, right? That you are going to start asking for more than what Jesus did. The proof of your belief is in your asking. Let me say that again in the way you understand. The way to know what you believe is when I listen to your prayers. Somebody watching this right now, all the prayers you've always prayed all through your life is, "Father, increase my salary." And God is saying, "Hey, can you stop this prayer and pray and ask for the nations? Pray and ask for Europe. Pray and ask for America. Pray and ask for Africa. Pray and ask for South America. Pray and declare that the entire nations." The Bible says, "Ask of me and I will give you the nations." The proof of your faith, the proof of your belief is in your asking. Somebody type it out. Somebody write it down somewhere. Said, "The proof of my faith, the proof of my belief is in my asking." Beat your hand on your chest and say, "The proof that I believe in God is for me to ask for something greater than what Jesus did. Something that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, mouth have never spoken of, hearts have not conceived. The proof that I believe in God is that I'm going to start asking for something much more more, for something greater, for something exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think or imagine. In other words, even the fact that I cannot imagine it yet, even the fact that I don't believe it yet, means it's possible. It means God wants to do it through me. Hey, even the fact that my mind cannot fathom the possibility of it, it means God wants to use me to do it. It means God wants to do it through me. It means God wants to shake generations through me. It means God wants to deliver people through me. It means God wants to take down the kingdom of the enemy through me. Makaribo sandayaba. And that means you stop limiting yourself in your asking. You stop limiting God in your asking. You start asking for nations. You start asking for impossibles. You start asking for things that people don't ask for normally. You don't ask like everybody else. You don't ask for daily bread. You don't ask for increase in salary. You don't ask to be able to pay your rent. Instead, you are asking for the future. You are asking for the nations. You are asking for souls. You are you are asking beyond the realm of this world. You are asking beyond the limitations of your generation. You are asking beyond the limitation of the span of your years. You are asking beyond even what you can do in your normal lifetime. You are asking for generations. You are asking. The Bible says, he that believeth on me will not only do what I did, it's going to do greater works. Greater means greater. Greater than what Jesus did, you will do. But you must believe it. And then you must start asking for it. If you forget anything today, don't forget this too. That you will do greater than what Jesus did. The only yardstick for what you can do is what Jesus did. Let me say that again. The only yardstick for what you can do in your life is what Jesus did. So, if you are not asking in prayer more than what Jesus did, you are insulting God. Let me say that again. If you're not asking in prayer more than what Jesus did, you are insulting God. You must start asking for the nations. You must start asking for generations. Start asking for things beyond your lifetime. Start asking God to use you to bless generations. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of time would end here. And I just want to pray for a few people. Hey, my boss, Brian, today on Abolu, God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And I just want to pray for somebody here watching this right now. Maybe all your life you've never asked for more. You've always asked for the normal things. You've asked for to be able to pay your rent. You've asked for more salaries. You've asked for more money. You've asked for houses. And that's all you've ever asked for. But God is saying greater works, greater than your salary, greater than your rent, greater than a new car. He wants to give you the nations. He wants to give you generations. He wants to do through you more than what any mind can ever fathom, more than what any eyes can see. Remember, even what Jesus did, eyes have already seen it. What Jesus did, ears have already heard it. What Jesus did, men have conceived it in their heart. But what God wants to do through you is greater. Is something that no one has ever heard. You will break records. You will break yokes in the mighty name of Jesus. And maybe you are in adversity right now. God is saying you will push through that adversity to break yokes in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be. I want to pray for somebody watching this right now. You've never believed in all that you've heard about God. You've never believed that you could do greater. You've always relegated yourself, boxed yourself out, you know, out of everything that God asked for you. And you're saying, Samuel, pray for me. I want to be able to believe this word. I want to get into what God has for me. I want to start asking for more. I want to start asking for the nations. I want to start asking for generations. Caribos, if you're one of those people, I want to pray for you. Father, Lord, I thank you for that honest person that is saying, I want to stop limiting God in my life. I want to stop limiting myself. And is saying truthfully, he wants to start asking for the nations, asking for generations. Father, I pray for grace in abundance. I pray for faith, increasing this level of faith. He's our level of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. That they begin to enter into the realm of possibilities, enter into the realm of the supernatural, enter into the realm of dominion that you have in store and in place for them in the mighty name of Jesus. This person watching this right now, saying this right now, listening to this right now, will begin to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ever ask or think or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are generations we hear about them. Even generations after them, we hear about the works that you will do through them. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have joined us for this and you have never given your life to Christ, listen to me. All that we are saying right now, remember, the key, the number one key is to believe, is to have faith. So in case you're watching this right now and you haven't given your life to Christ, I'm sorry. Everything we've talked about is impossible for you until you give your life to Christ. The key is to believe, is to have faith. And maybe you're there right now, you're watching this and you're saying, Simon, pray for me. My relationship with God is not okay. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be able to enter into all the stuff that you talked about. I want to be able to do greater works. I want to do excellent things. I want to do mighty things. And you're there saying, Simon, pray for me. I want to pray for you. Say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. From today, I want my life to change forever. Forgive my sins. Heal my land. Help me to become more like you. Help me to do greater works in the name of Jesus. Give me power over sin in the name of Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. Make me whole in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. If you have prayed that prayer, listen to me. You've just gotten born again. And yes, you've got to believe it. You've just gotten born again. All you have to do right now, find a Bible-believing church around you and make sure you start attending church so you can grow in the faith that you've just believed in. And listen to me. If you want to send me a message, I'll be more than happy to hear from you. And of course, if you're still watching this right now and you haven't shared this message yet, what are you waiting for? Share this message with someone right away so that their lives can be changed forever. And of course, if you feel this message is really, really must be heard by somebody that you know very well, send it straight into their inbox so that their lives will not remain the same again. Thank you all for watching from wherever you may have watched from today, whether from Nigeria, from the US, from Sydney, Australia. I can see some people from Brisbane, Australia. God bless you. Your life will not remain the same again by the virtue of the word that you have heard. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have a very lovely day wherever you are, or a lovely night. God bless you, and bye for now.
God bless you, Brother Samuel. God bless you. I can see the anointing of the Lord is sweating in a room.
Glory, glory,
ah, that's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. God is a good God. He's a good God. And I believe that people's lives being transformed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God is good. This song is coming from the camp of Pishenyako. Radio Aquab 104.6 FM. You just heard Brother Samuel Akundaya in the studio here. This coming from the camp of Pishenyako. Just like a dream. Me, I'm gonna give you.
Ranabra. Sami Jindio, hey, Minya Ten. Me will Sami Jindim from Ranabra.
Featuring Brother Sammy.
I refrain when you pump, and so damn it by a mess. We ran fi papa why I'm here. It's the only catching your sido. I refrain when you pump, I dear Bacon, I miss Renice. We ran fi papa why I'm here. That's a me pump, 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 cause I'm a tree. Baby, I'm a friend, baby, I'm a bee. Or therefore, why now better me on your way? Stand by and take account. Or therefore, wait there, it had to be you.
That's right.
I said, me pump, 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 cause you're messy. Baby, I'm a friend, baby, I'm a bee. Or therefore, why not better me on your way?
Baby,
baby. I said, me susu, usu, sissy. Stand by and take account. Or therefore, wait there, it had to be you. It's the money. You held me close, so close than the past.
I gave up on myself, cause my back was against the wall, and it was on in us, yeah. But I gave you a call, and you answered my prayer. At once, you made a way. But I gave you a call, and you answered my prayer. At once, you made a way. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Stand back and take the count. Or therefore, wait, it has to be you. And see, money, money, and a joy salute, yeah, money,
I see by record with a stolen mic. Ubi see my phone coming, you can see a tubing pipe. Ubi banya machine, I'm gonna destroy the soul inside. My baby, I'm a monkey.
Oh, yeah. Shame on you, boy. I pray my God go favor you. What will they do? Be deja vu. I'm gonna get defeated. Shame on you, boy. I pray my God go favor you. What will they do? Be deja vu. I'm me now, no be later.
This one coming from the camp of Kwame Eugene, Angela. The previous one was also coming from the camp of Kwame Eugene. It says, if you wish me well, I wish you well. To all the members of the Ghana Association of New Zealand.
Q-Beats, let's go.
The ambassador for Australia is coming to New Zealand on the 2nd of December. You want to come and spend some time with the Ghana Association of New Zealand. So 2nd of December 2018 at 7 p.m. at the Western Spring Garden Community Center. The ambassador will be there to meet the Ghanaians and discuss issues affecting the Ghana community.
Sigia, you got my attention.
innocent for all day, but nobody for your pain. You don't work, working every day. You don't try your best, but every result is the same. What's your enemies really wanna put you to shame, Charlie? Fire must come from heaven and burn enemies. What's every work hard is their salaries. Just be hopeful and stand on your feet again. Fire must come from heaven and burn enemies. What's every work hard is their salaries. Just be hopeful and stand on your feet and say, I feel you, baby, yeah. Me super down for na me super, baby, yeah. All in a movie, yeah. I feel you, baby, hopeful and stand on your feet and say, I feel it, yeah, 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 yeah. They wanna stand against us. Yeah, I'm built by a better TV. Your dreams, your president knows. You see, no matter what they hate, I got the plus. Before they would dig with Dak, you want Mills. Listen, your best friend's wedding day. You be taking invitations from your friends all day. Ready to go, so you go meet a better day. Underground, you are on the ego. What to wear, no more food to eat, oh. You wanna be like Whiskey and DeVito. What do you do? Pray to God, oh. Charlie, your time will come. Oh, yeah. Papa. Oh, yeah. Don't you worry, you go wine and dine with big man. I feel it, yeah, 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 yeah.
No go retire. Stop complaining. Baby, stop complaining. I sang I love you, but today no one contain. I swear, like the moon and the stars, I'll take you there, I'll take you there. Oh, mama, my baby, I will take you there for you. I said, love you one, baby, no you two. I go take bullet for you. Make a protect you with my bullet proof. For you. I said no be one, baby, no be two. I go take bullet for you. Make a protect you with my bullet proof. Love to love ya, love ya, love ya. Baby, I know, I know, what da. Don't pretend you're my friend. Yeah, baby, 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 what da. Girl, you are my angel, you my darling, yeah. The things you they do for me, things you they do, I don't forget, yeah. Oh, shh, I think I'm baby, I think I'm it. Oh, shh, you know, learn me, you can't hear me, we're gonna be alright, my dear. Because I know you be super, my baby. I will take my bullet for you. I said, maybe one, baby, love you too. I go take bullet for you. Make a protect you with my bullet proof. For you. I said love you one, baby, love you too. I go take bullet for you. Make a protect you with my bullet proof. Say me, I'm a messiah. You say this love not be work for you, say no go retire. Stop complaining, baby, stop complaining. I sing, I love you, but today no one contain. I swear, by the moon and the stars, I'll take you there, I'll take you there. Oh, mama, my baby, I go take bullet for you. I said, maybe one, baby, no be two. I go take bullet for you. Beg a protect you with my bullet proof. For you. I said, maybe one, baby, no be two. I go take bullet for you. Beg a protect you with my bullet proof. For you. I said, maybe one, baby, no be two. I go take bullet for you. Beg a protect you with my bullet proof. For you. I said, maybe one, baby, no be two. I go take bullet for you. Beg a protect you with my bullet proof.
She thought he said, Bahoe. What fair one, yeah, can you make him be go? She went there, oh, Laje. You say, your eye open, but do no blind. When rain fall, sun na go shine. Boy, never ever undermine. I know be weak, oh, I just be kind. Hey, we all them move forward, but say, I your bad mind. Shall we say, I them confused, oh, them confused, oh. Them don't know what to do, them confused, oh, them confused, oh. Them don't know what to do again, them confused, oh, them confused, oh. Them don't know what to do, them confused, oh, them confused, oh. Them don't know what to do again. Ah, oh, I'm a baby. Ah, oh, I'm a baby. Bigger life, we pray, I saw the thing now. Me no know why some boy live a fake life. Boy, why I move so? Them pray for the fame, pray for the name. Back no money, in a them pocket. Life no good, in a him lane. Things like jacket, carry a shot. And no friend, no friend. Never want help you nowhere. Don't say true, no famous. You sell out all of your friends, remember. Money come, money go. This life no be go-go. The people where you they follow, where the talk say you be go-go. Dump you for the ghetto, now you they beg for one road. I proper yes sir. Whatever goes up must come down. Them confused, oh, them confused, oh. Them don't know what to do. Them confused, oh, them confused, oh. Them don't know what to do again. Them confused, oh, them confused, oh. Them don't know what to do. Them confused, oh, them confused, oh. Them don't know what to do again. Ah, oh, I'm a Bible. Ah, oh, I'm a Bible. Ah, oh, I'm a Bible. Yeah,
yeah. Give me the bang, 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 bang. That one I need. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Send yes. Anytime we pass through, the whole of them know I go on. I bring the joy and smile to the face of the whole of them. We shut down the place and the whole of them know that I'm a. Can't cool, can't quench, can't done. Man of the top skanker, Accra to Sri Lanka. Sit one way, jump in.
Feeling good, feel alright. Come to check on you, yeah. No matter what we there, feel the magic in the air. Feeling good, feel alright. Come and shake body, oh yeah. No matter what we do, feel the magic in the air. Now come down to the beat. Bend down, bend down, shoulder, shoulder. Bend down, 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 down to the beat. Bend down, oh na na na. Now come down to the beat. Bend down, bend down, shoulder, shoulder. Bend down, 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 down to the beat. Bend down, oh na na na.
Everybody go do. The only thing I is to dance crazy shampoo. All the fine girls, where are you? Where I go out for the good. Holiday, it's a holiday when I step in the yard, babe. Rockstar, any day, say any day, I will give it to you, babe. So why? I shake you for you, come on, tell my hola. I go solve your matter. Bend down low, baby, dance a bacha. Now, baby, and Tasa, I shake you for you, come on, tell my hola. I go solve your matter. Bend down low, baby, dance a bacha. Got my baby.
I take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Nekuna suni sisi kete kete. Okambra 43, na no ye risi risi. Nisi mujire smile, si risi ri. Hopeni wasa mini no chili chili. Hey, baby, ni bro, ni yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Mi chatoli, yeah. Each and every day, mi abidi, yeah. My own, that time of the chase, I'm then no money day. My own, see my heart back, but she don't have the grind for my kenke. My own, like the air and the feel I'm for everywhere I day. My own, see the money, baby, come chop them for me. Oh. And then see on Ghana, what's up in me? What's up in me? Although my lonely brand, I bet chat to me. Yeah. Chat to me, girl. Yeah. Wait time make a carry you. Champagne and I will see Malibu. Hey. And that dinner, I eat it just for two. Me draw when I would dumb in Tibet. Yeah. My own. That time of the chase, I'm then no money day. My own. See my heart back, but she don't have the grind for my kenge. My own. The feel I'm for everywhere I dey. My own, see the money, baby, come chop them for me. Oh, the soon as soon as it's a kitty kitty, oh, camera 43, I know you're risi risi. Nisi mujire smile, si risi risi. Up any one time, me no chili chili. Baby, ni bro, ni yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Me chatoli, yeah. Each and every day, me a be di. My own, that time of the chase, I'm then no money day. My own, see my heart back, but she don't have the grind for my day. My own, like the air.
In the afternoon and in the evening, best in caution as he can if you. Intimation shy, give me the pussy, I'm ready and never me toy. Me want no, see God me pray. Mbano, mudimi ja, mudimi ja, mudimi ja.
Girl, you the hustle, be like say you know they got chance. Area better now, team, be free, umbrella. In your Africa, cry, baby, and my wife, boom, boom, just whoa. Me, baby, the whoop, jack, and the boost, whoa. If you ready, whoa, baby, whoa, and then ready, whoa, baby, whoa. Ready, whoa, oh, oh, baby, whoa, and my wife, boom, boom, just whoa.
Zero.
Fire.
fire. You my strength and no more time. Overflow, come me fire. You get my love.
But when the morning comes, we not have nothing. A boyfriend who can buy you food when you're hungry. Is that one too? A boy so I change game, move fast, fresh up the lanes. I got myself a sponsor. Let's see if I pay out my daddy. Yeah, I'm my VV. Then sweat run, I try. Oh, but she not coming quiet. I don't have a mom in jail. It's only once in my heart, I'm not going to stay. Pull it for me, slow down. Bunny in dilemma. Baliwa, or Kelewa. Open to me, me, when you have been fine. Let's see what pay up my yard. Yeah, I'm my DBI. Let's wait, run, I try. Oh, but I'm coming. I don't know if I'm in tell me, so they must have my own kind of time. Pulling for me, go down. This is me, I'm here.
One day.
As I'm getting old, even away I remember. So I'm packing all my tools. I'm going back home. A young girl like me shouldn't be caught with an old school.
Radio Kwa 104.6 FM.
He was a banker.
Sponsored by the Ghana Association of here to entertain you. Very soon I'm gonna go offline.
Oh, sorry, I'm no.
You're listening to Ebony, and before them was Wendy Shah.
Now it beats me every night and day. Mami Shay is the one me, but I didn't want to know.
Just remember that the Ghana Association of New Zealand on the 2nd of December 2018, Western Spring Garden Community Center, you'll be meeting the Ghana Ambassador to New Zealand to discuss issues affecting the Ghana Association of New Zealand.
He told me he was a banker, no knowing bankrupt. This man is a gangster, bukum bankum boxer. I'm sorry I no pack, but I'm bobo dambo. A dreary sucker nigga jumbo. Now he repeats me every night and day. Mami Shay, he's the one me, but I didn't wanna know. Mami Shay, Mami Shay,